Wrapping up the previous games and looking forward to the ones to come. This is Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Clark Johnson.
Good Saturday morning, everybody. Welcome to the Preps Rewind right here from the Allo Communications Studios at KFKA. I'm Clark Johnson. Thanks for jumping in with us today. We'll get to everything that's coming up on the show today. We just want to thank Gould Parts, our great headline sponsor, going on 10 years now here on the Preps Rewind. Alan Gould, his great staff out there. Any part you need, folks, Gould Parts, downtown Eaton, that is the place to call. On the show today, one of my favorites, Niwot Athletic Director Joe Brown. Met him when he was the athletic director at Roosevelt. He's actually the basketball coach out there, then morphed into the athletic directorship job there, and then went to Niwot. And he is just one of the best dudes, too, of all time. So we'll talk with Joe Brown today. Zach Cook, University of Mary baseball player. He was a standout at Resurrection Christian High School. And just, this is good guy day, I guess, on Preps Rewind. Because Zach Cook, man, this kid is just, he's such a great athlete, but just such an exceptional human. Good young man. Zach Cook, he'll be going up to UMary in Bismarck, North Dakota to play baseball here in the fall. Well, the guy, I think they're leaving in about 3 weeks or so. But with so many other Northern Colorado players that we know, Logan Mosier, Bryce Leafgren from a couple of years ago, the Eaton Reds. Logan, of course, played in the club 2 years ago. But let's see who, Carson Fagan, Caden Moriarty from Brush, Carson Fagan, of course, from Severance. All those guys are going up there to UMary, and Zach Cook, of course, one of those guys. So we'll talk with Zach. Mitch Haythorne also on the program today. Eaton Reds junior, outstanding student athlete and unbelievable baseball player. He's going into his junior year, but he's getting a ton of talk, and offers are going to come down the pipe for him in baseball. There's no doubt. Also a great basketball player as well. So all three of those guys are going to be on the show today. Thank you to Gould Park. As we said, downtown Eaton, 454-3355. Any part you need, stick it up on the fridge. We'll come back in a moment and get with Joe Brown, the Niwot Athletic Director. When we return, it is the Preps Rewind on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back here. It is Preps Rewind on a Saturday here in Northern Colorado. Another very, very hot Saturday out there. So stay hydrated, but hug your kids. All right, one of my favorites of all time in the history of my 20 years at the station, Joe Brown, going to jump on with us. Niwot Athletic Director, catching us up on everything that is Niwot and athletic directorship. Here is Judge Joe Brown. Joe, how are you today?
Clark, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Fantastic. Good to talk to you this morning. Found out some cool things from you. First of all, congrats to your wife, Lindsay. She's back at Roosevelt, and I laughed when you said, yeah, she's not a great commuter today. And you guys live in Johnstown. She was coaching at Erie. You're the AD at Niwot. And I'm with her. I drive in from Fort Collins every day, and about halfway through most mornings, I want to drive into a pole. But I don't. I keep on going down the road, and commuting is for some, but not for others. You're okay with it, right?
Well, I am at this point. Okay. When I was at my time at Roosevelt, I think my commute was 5 minutes.
Wonderful.
And now I'm closer to anywhere from 45 minutes to 4 hours, depending on I-25.
That's exactly right. Talk to me. How long at Niwot for you now?
So this is the start of my fourth year, which is just unbelievable to me. Was putting that down the other day, and the years are building up pretty quick now.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Boy, that time went fast. I mean, there's no question about that. Talk to me about just in those 4 years, and of course, COVID jumped in the middle of that and kind of screwed everything up for everybody. But outside of that, how are you moving with in the direction you wanted to go at Niwot?
You know, we're moving. You know, COVID definitely set me back and set us back in kind of our long-range plans a little bit, but really starting to see those things shake out. And this next year, we're bringing on, this current year, bringing on some cool things. One being, we just put turf on our football field.
Oh, fantastic.
Last year, we got lights on it. So we're actually going to host a home varsity football game for homecoming.
You are?
On our campus for the first time in school history.
How about that? So you've been playing at Everly Montgomery, right?
Yep. Been playing at Everly Montgomery since the beginning of Niwot High School. It's actually our 50th year anniversary for Niwot, so it's kind of fitting to add that homecoming aspect to it. And there's a great buzz about it. Yesterday was our first day on the field. So it got done on time with construction, which is always a miracle in itself. So we're excited about it. On September 9th, we're going to do it early and kind of bring chairs and blankets and pack the hill of our stadium. We don't have a lot of bleachers, but we're gonna do it old school style and just have a great time with it.
So, Joe, is the ultimate goal to have every home game at Niwot? And I'm guessing from the conversation we're having that you'll still play some at Everly Montgomery this year. But is that the goal? Is to have your own campus stadium and get that rocking?
Yeah, eventually it is. You know, and it's a long term goal. We're only planning on doing the one game here this year, and the reason behind that is that we're not quite up to the facilities that we'd like to be to host those type of games. And when you do it once as part of homecoming, it's fun, it's exciting, everybody's energized. When you do it twice, it's, well, you don't have enough bleachers, your bathroom's too hard to get
right.
to.
And
so
it's
so
not,
we're excited.
It's not cool anymore when you do it the second time. That's exactly right. That's great stuff. Talk to me about the fall season coming up. And I always look at fall and I go, my goodness gracious, I mean, there's an overwhelming number of sports that go into the fall season more than any other season. Do you start to get a running jump on the fall stuff when you're kind of getting out of spring?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we hit the ground running. By the time May gets here, we've got everything kind of planned out to get our start. Cause we have 10 sports that we offer in the fall season, so we have the full gamut. I think the only Chassa sport that we don't have that's offered in the fall is field hockey. We're looking forward to it, though. We've got a great slate of it. You know, last year, our football team, we won the most games that they've had since 2008.
Yep.
We're looking to build upon that. We return a really strong core for our volleyball team that finished in the Final Four.
Wow.
Our soccer team's going to be really loaded. We're looking forward to the new dual team state tournament for boys tennis. So in 2020, we won the state championship, and we're looking to maybe make a run at it again this year with a new tournament format. So they're going to do a dual team state tournament for tennis. So we're really excited about that. Gymnastics, we returned a huge core and got some great freshmen from a state runner-up team last year.
Wow.
Our boys cross-country team, we finished second last year, and that kind of limited our three-peat, so we look to avenge that one. And then girls, I think we're aiming to win that fifth in a row for girls, and then repeat maybe as a national champion as well in girls cross-country too. So fall season is up and running. We're excited about it. We had our parent meeting last night. There's a good buzz, a good energy. And for the first time in a few years, I was able to tell people what they can do and not what they can't do.
That's right.
That was exciting.
That's right. It's a more of a positive spin, finally, on this thing. Yes. Here's what we can't. Yeah, I feel like a parent with bad kids saying, I can't do that, can't do that, can't do that. No.
Yep.
But you're absolutely right. Man, you're just rolling through the numbers there. That's a lot of teams that ran close to a state title. That's a hefty jump for you guys. I mean, that's so many great programs. You got to be proud of that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just we've got incredible kids and incredible coaches that, you know, we're not, you know, winning is our goal, but it's not our purpose.
Sure.
We drive that home, but we believe that when you're fulfilling your purpose of developing good young men and women, winning comes as a result of that. And we've been fortunate to do that even through the pandemic. I think it's 9 state championships and national championships and 5 runner-ups.
Holy cow.
In the last 3 years. And we look to obviously try and match some of those things this year, too. So great kids and great coaches make athletic directors look a lot better than they are.
Yeah, it's great players make coaches look better, too. It's
yep.
I mean, it just is the way it is sometimes. There's no doubt about that. Talk to me about anything new with CHASA. Any things, any meetings this year where you said, okay, that's interesting? Or are we pretty status quo on rules? And are we getting away from COVID-related protocol?
Mm-hmm. You know, that's a great question, and this year I have the pleasure of serving on the CHASA Board of Directors. We just got back from our Board of Directors retreat this past weekend, and I couldn't be more excited for CHASA right now. And that's not something that we've always heard in the past.
Sure.
From our communities, and that comes with Mike Krueger. Mike Krueger's our new CHASA commissioner, and Mike comes to us from, he was on the Western Slope, as a teacher and coach and administrator at Palisade High School, came over and was the district athletic director for Aurora Public Schools, spent last couple of years as the director of education for USA Football, and now has come in to be our new commissioner. And he's got such a positive vision and feel about him, loves kids, loves coaches. So I think that the story is yet to be written on what the future looks like for CHASA this year.
Sure.
What I can tell you is that it's going to be kids focused, it's going to be student focused, and coaches. And there's some big hurdles. I would say, you know, that we spent a lot of our time talking about at our board retreat, that there's one big item that seems to be impacting a lot, and that's retention.
Right.
It's retention of officials. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to see more Thursday afternoon, Saturday afternoon football games than you've ever seen before.
Of course.
Just because we don't have enough officials. It's retention of athletic directors. We have over 90 new athletic directors in the state alone this year.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Especially if we're only having just over 360 schools. And then you look at it from a coaching perspective, and it's harder than ever to find teacher coaches or to find coaches in general.
Sure.
And so retention has got to be on the forefront of all of our minds of how do we retain these three key positions, because when we figure out one of them, it's going to help the other. Because you have good coaches that works with an athletic director, that's going to help them and keep officials. They're not yelling at them all the time. Or if you have good athletic directors, they can hire coaches and help mold them to keep them on staff, which is good for officials. And so it's a give and take on all of it, but I think that that's going to be one of the primary ones. And then you're always going to be around the transfer rule.
Of course.
And that always, there's always a new idea with what that looks like. And then the third thing that I think is going to be impactful is what does classifications look like?
Right.
So that's been a big shakeup.
How do you like the new setup for football? And I don't know what we're going to do down the line with other sports, but football, I mean, they shook it up a bunch. So when you look at it from a whole, what do you think about it?
You know, I think there was a lot of good positive changes that were made. I think that league alignment seemed to be pretty intentional as far as competitive balance is concerned. Now, obviously some leagues have a little bit of a different backup from that. I think like part of some of the 3A leagues that Roosevelt's in, you know, for instance, I think that's a pretty tough league.
Sure.
But I think that the intentionality behind it of trying to balance was good. The conversation of adding that additional classification, I do foresee coming back. I think it was 2 years ago.
Yep.
It was brought up and failed at the end. But I think that's going to come back up just because the number of schools that are coming on board that are that 1,000 to 1,400 is becoming a very large sector of our population. So there's something that we need to look at with that. But also as it trickles down to 6- and 8-man,
sure.
You're seeing a lot fewer 8-man schools because our smaller schools in the rural parts of Colorado, their population continues to shrink. So they're going to 6-man. So it's really impacting the 8-man population. So those are things that we really need to look at to see how we can better serve and balance them. But excited about it. I think it's in the right direction. And I think with our commissioner's background in football that we've got good hands on that as well. And John Sullivan, the new assistant commissioner that's going to be in charge of football, I think brings a good background and a good coaching background to it as well.
Fantastic. Sounds like you approve. You like the leadership at Chassa right now, so all guns ablazing. We just go forward. Before I let you go, talk to your wife. I need to get her on the air here. Talk a little bit about Roosevelt volleyball coming up. So talk to Lindsay. Did she win a couple titles at Mountain View?
She did. So she won three state championships. Ooh. And two runner-ups in 5 years.
That's not a bad deal, right?
That's not a bad deal at all.
That's a resume right there that I'd put up against anybody else, so that's pretty cool.
She the fun part is, as time passes, we kind of forget some of these things, but she actually opened up Mountain View High School and was 19 years old when she was the head coach at Mountain
Lord.
View.
Oh, my Lord. How about
that? She was the first head coach at Mountain View, and just a few years in, they started off with freshmen, sophomores, and by the time those kids were seniors, they were part of some state championship runs. And so looking forward to continuing to do that as she's gone. She's a heck of a lot better coach than I ever dreamed of being. and it's not even close. And she's done it, she did it at Roosevelt, when she was there for the time, and obviously had great runs at university. And I look forward to what she's going to do back at Roosevelt again this year. And she's able to coach one of her best friends, Krista Davison, who actually at the time she had since stepped down. And I had hired, right before I left Roosevelt, I had hired her as the volleyball coach there, as the head coach. And then she had stepped down a year later. So those two are back together. So it's a great staff. And she's excited about it.
Boy, I bet, no doubt, and she doesn't have to make that drive. So all things going forward, that's good stuff.
That's exactly right,
Joe. So good to catch up with you, man. Thank you, and continue doing what you do. You're one of my favorite guys here in the state. Love talking to you. Love what you do for our student athletes, for our kids in general, all of our students out there from Niowot High School through the rest of the state, man. Just appreciate the guy that you are.
Well, I appreciate you, Clark, and all you do for high school sports, and there's not a lot of you left out there. Yeah. We've got to keep pounding the drum about how good it is to be involved in high school sports and promote our kids.
Right on. I really appreciate that. I'm going to always call you Judge Joe Brown. That's just where I go.
that works.
Yeah, Joe, thank you for jumping on with us, man. Really appreciate you.
Awesome. Appreciate you. Have a great day.
All right, there's Joe Brown. Always fun catching up with Joe. So much to do and such a big part now, in the mix at Chassa, too, on the board there. So Joe able to get out and talk to us today. I really appreciate him coming on the program. Thank you to Milton's. Milton's, formerly the Kramer's Wedge Store, the Tatanka Grill, and Milton's now. Same family-owned place, Luke and Abby Gardner, been in the mix forever over there, and now they turned it around and bought the place. So Milton's in Kersey, Eaton, and Greeley. Going to serve you up well. All that great food still, made from scratch food in the kitchen. Plus, they've got all sorts of great stuff for fuel savings with their rewards team. It's great stuff. Also, the Fridays, check them out on Fridays. Milton's in Kersey, in Greeley, and Eaton. Fridays, they're having free soda Fridays. So get in there and ask them about that. All coming to you from Milton's. All right, let's get to it right now. In fact, let's do this when we come back. Zach Cook, the UMary baseball player, we talked about him in the first segment. He's going to jump on with us. Do that when we come back here. It's Preps Rewind on a Saturday here in Northern Colorado. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 1310 KFK. Welcome back to the program on a Saturday of Preps Rewind. All right, this was fun. Caught up with Zach Cook. He is playing baseball at the University of Mary. Standout at Resurrection Christian, multi-sport athlete. Fun stuff. And played for Bruce at Resurrection Christian High School on the basketball team there. And part of what we talked about was that. So, in fact, we got to that right off the bat here. But caught up with Zach. Here's the interview with the Cookie Monster. Zach, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. All right, Coach is laughing here. The story he loves to tell is when you guarded Bay Fall. Zach, how tall are you?
About just over 6 foot.
Okay, and I said 6'1". Coach shook his head.
Yeah.
Bay Fall was like 11 and a half feet tall, so not sure how you did that, but and we're going to talk, we're not going to talk high school here, but that's one memory in high school you'll never forget, right?
Yeah, that's sure. Probably one of my coolest memories. Well, it was just such a great team. There's so many moments from that basketball team that we remember, but that's definitely a cool one, especially when I start to see all this stuff that comes out about Bay Fall being, I mean, he's a great player.
Sure,
gets
sure.
So much national attention. It's pretty cool to be able to say, like, yeah, we beat his team. We held him down. It's a good memory to have. It's pretty cool.
Zach, I actually had a college coach yesterday call me about one of our players, Luke Wagstaff, who's 6'8". And he says, you know, Luke caught my eye when I saw him play against Bay Fall earlier this spring. And he said, are you aware of Bay Fall? And I said, well, coach, let me just tell you, we had a player almost a foot shorter guard Bay Fall, and we won by 25. So, yeah, I'm aware of that. And he just wanted to know the story. So Luke, who's being recruited now, the word was, seemed to be playing good against big kids because of his good footwork. But I said, yeah, I had a player that could hold Bay Fall down. In fact, got him so frustrated, he ended up doing some things on the court that we don't want to share on the air.
That's all kinds of good stuff. All right, Zach, tell me what the summer's been like for you. I know you've been working with Coach at Power to Play with some of his camps and basketball clinics, that kind of stuff. But other than that, getting out of his hair, what have you done? Did you play? I think you must have played some club baseball somewhere this summer.
Yeah, a lot of June and July was playing for a team out of Fort Collins called the Fort Collins Force. So that kept me busy. We probably played a little over 40 games, I think. And that just kept us really busy for the June and July.
The Force, is that an 18U team?
It's like I think there's a bunch of teams. That's what I've never heard of them.
Okay.
I think it's an organization in Fort Collins.
Yeah, and
I've seen
the organization, as a matter of fact. I was out at an umpiring clinic, and I saw the Force playing on the field. And actually, the Force, if it's the same organization, we did a 9U game umpiring at my son and I this year that Kaleo Chung, who's the softball coach and assistant baseball coach at Rocky, he was 9-year-olds. He was coaching that team as well. There was a Force team earlier I saw this summer that had Bryson Medrano from Fort Collins High School, and I think Diego, I can't remember his last name, at Rocky as well. Interesting stuff for that. That's just to keep you tuned up and keep you going, right?
Yeah, I actually played with both those guys.
You did.
I think the Force does go all the way through, but this is just a collegiate team. So
sure.
We played other collegiate teams in a league in Colorado. I think our furthest destination was Pueblo, but it was just to keep me tuned up because I didn't get a lot of game reps this spring, so I kind of needed to get some live at bats and just some time in the field. So it was really, really helpful. Needed it.
Zach, this summer, were you mostly, which outfield position did you play mostly?
I pretty much played every game in right. I got a little bit of center too, but I really enjoy playing center. But I don't think I'll play a lot of center in college.
How's the cannon doing? How's your arm?
It's doing pretty good. I think last fall and spring, being able to put on some weight, get a little stronger. Coach kind of helped me out with a few things to get rid of some run on my ball, and I threw a few kids out this summer, so I feel like I'm doing pretty good, progressing nicely.
Nice. What'd you learn your red shirt year at UMary, Zach?
I think I learned just how important it is to come in and be ready, not only to compete on the baseball field, but just you can think you're doing such a good job, like trying to lift and eat and get bigger and stronger, but there's just such a big jump between being like a physical high school athlete and a physical college athlete, and just how much 10, 15 extra pounds can go just playing and competing, hitting the ball further, hitting the ball harder. They all make a big difference to the next level. So I think coming in, being ready to go physically is just as important as being ready to go on the field.
you're starting to learn, too, that going to the next level, going to the college level, it is, it's no longer just a sport. This is a job. I mean, you do it every day. You've got to figure out how to get your schooling taken care of. But the commitment's unbelievable. I had Logan Mosier in this in studio last week, and it's what Logan said. He goes, that's what hit me the hardest is this is every day, all day. You've got to learn how to get, you know, like I said, your studies done and everything you need to get done on the outside looking in, but it's baseball 24/7.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a job. I mean, especially, it may not be the hours of a 9-to-5 job, but after sure. a 2-hour practice and a lift and just running back and forth on a few classes all day, you're just exhausted. Like, you have no more energy to go out and do much else, so coming home at 7 and trying to get some homework done is always, it's a chore, but I mean, it's part of what you signed up for, and it's, you know, I think it was really hard in the fall. It's kind of just a time management thing. You got to start to know, like, okay, if I have a little time during the day, sure. I got to get some studies done before I go to lift and practice, but you get used to it.
And Zach, I know you're an outstanding student. What's your major?
I'm an accounting major.
That's right. I had to ask on the air, but I, as you said that, I go, that's right. But so load level course-wise, is it equal throughout the year, or do you try to load up more in the fall, knowing that next year you'll probably be traveling in the spring?
Yeah, last year I took pretty much even just because I knew I wasn't going to be traveling. But this year I'm definitely trying to take at least a few more credits in the fall. I think I'm taking 18 just to really load up that schedule.
Yeah, that's a good load.
Spring schedule will look like definitely less than that. I don't know. I still might try to push it a little bit, but it's tough, especially in our conference. We play a few a midweek, and just games get moved so often too. So like we may not be able to play in Bismarck one weekend, so we just have to go on the road and a 2-day road trip turns into a 5-day road trip. So I watch those guys spend a lot of time on the road, miss a lot of class. So for my first year, I'll probably try to do a lighter workload just so I don't get behind too much.
Good. Okay. Favorite place in Bismarck off campus to head to when you have some downtime?
We found this burger place in the spring called Sickies.
Sickies?
Sickies something. It's just like a burger place mostly.
Sweet.
And we found that kind of in the late spring, and that place was sweet. Got a bunch of TVs, so could watch like some playoff, but beginning of the year baseball, playoff hockey, playoff basketball. We'd go there and get a burger, and you get a big old milkshake with it. It's a pretty great place.
Love that stuff. I go back and think of my college days. Most important time for me was midnight to about 3 a.m. I'm trying to figure out. And we had a Jack-in-the-Box right across the street. I was going to Fresno State. Had a Jack-in-the-Box right across the street. I mean, I went there 4 nights a week and ate, of course, like a king over there. But that's always it, is you're studying, you're doing stuff, and then you're like, I'm wide awake. What's open right now? That's where we're going to go.
Clark, Zach has much better
I understand that.
Daily
I understand
habits
that.
Than you did when you were in college. You
almost know? Everybody did, Bruce. That's not even an issue right here. Hey, Zach, tell me what your expectations are after a redshirt freshman year. In your head, do you go, this is what I'd like to see play out as far as playing time and that issue for you coming up this year? How many games you could start? What does that look like? And have you kind of figured out where you'd like to see yourself end up?
Well, I think we graduated about 4 outfielders.
Oh, terrific for
and
you.
I know we're bringing in a freshman outfielder, and we're bringing in, I think, 1 JUCO outfielder. So I think there's a lot of opportunity. Only 1 starter's coming back. He was playing right. I don't know if they push him to center or not, but there's definitely a lot of outfield availability, and I think it just all comes down to hitting. And I think I made a lot of good strides in the last spring, just becoming a better hitter and getting bigger and stronger. So I think there's a lot of opportunity to go in there and win a starting job, but even if I don't, to be in like that every other game, every 3 games, I think is very realistic, and the starting job is is also what kind of what I'm going for. It's what I want to push for.
You know, how big Zach is the squad that you carry on the road, that you Mary carries on the road?
I think we carry 36 guys.
Really?
And then it cut down to 32. We all had to cut down to 32 for the playoffs.
Okay, and everybody travels?
Yes.
Wow, that's great.
We carried the, like 40-ish guys, and or 42 guys, and I think a few don't travel. But
wow, that's a bunch on the road.
That's still good. Yeah, and a lot of pitchers.
Yes, a lot of pitching.
Okay. No doubt about it, man. Bruce, anything else for Zach?
No, man. Zach, I just want to tell everybody how much I appreciate you. You know, the things you do to help kids during the summer and just your work ethic and all the things you do. And I know you're going to have a lot of success.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Coach.
Yeah,
Clark, thank you for having me on.
Absolutely.
It's always a pleasure.
No, we're going to be watching it, too. We're going to be streaming these UMary games. All these great Northern Colorado players.
It's been like a blanket over Northern Colorado. So
we're going to have a blast getting you guys on the screen coming up here when UMary begins. So go have fun. Good luck. When do you shove off?
Not till the start of September, September 2nd or so. So I have a few more weeks.
Sweet. That's
a normal schedule.
That's right. That's right.
A normal schedule.
Maybe Bruce can get you and get you back on the court before we're done here. So we'll see what that looks like. Zach, thanks for jumping on with us, and go have a great year up in North Dakota, okay?
Awesome.
And there's Zach Cook, the UMary baseball player, and that was fun talking with Zach, the 6-footer guarding the 11.5-foot tall Bayfall. Very, very cool stuff right there. All right, we'll come back in a moment, folks. Final segment of the program, Mitch Haythorn, Eaton Jr., this kid kind of following through the path that Ryan Uhr had, getting all kinds of looks right now coming out of his sophomore year into his junior. I think Ryan had already committed to Oklahoma State when he was a sophomore, and Mitch is going to be able to do that. Well, he'll do it as a junior coming up, but my guess is he'll make that decision here in the next 6 months or so. That's a guess, but we'll see. Come back with Mitch in a moment on Preps Rewind, Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, final segment of the program, Preps Rewind, on a Saturday here in NoCo. Don't forget, 13 days, 13 teams coming up again on Monday, Northridge Grizzlies Day. We'll get to talk to Jeremy Hayden and his staff, a bunch of the players. That's going to be fun. I think they're one of the teams to watch here in Northern Colorado. 7 wins last year. That's the best record in ages. And they've got everybody coming back. Plus, they're in that new league now, as they've got Severance and... who else is coming over? Severance. Come on, Clark, get there. Get there in a hurry. I can't remember. But it's a great new league out there. Of course, they've got all the rest of their friends in that league. So anyway, let's get to it right now. Mitch Haythorn, Eaton Jr., jumping up on the program with us. Here's Mitch. Mitch, how are you, man?
Hey, Clark. Hey, Coach. I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, man.
Fantastic.
You have had quite the summer. Okay, you've been a busy guy, you know. I'm sure things will settle down once you get back to school, but you've been all over, haven't you, playing some baseball?
Yeah, no, I've been kind of traveling most of the summer. That's all I've been doing. Really enjoying it. Went to Texas a couple times, California, Georgia twice, and just got back to Cincinnati. So
all that baseball stuff. Who are you playing for? Who's the club team?
I played for the Team Colorado Braves this past summer.
Okay. Anybody we'd know or friends of yours, guys that are in the Patriot League, anybody we might recognize?
No, they're out of, like, Valor is the head coach from Valor. So there's only there's one kid from Northern Colorado, but he goes to Dakota Ridge. The rest are Denver and around there. So
fantastic stuff for you. And you said all those places you've been. Most important thing for me, have you shot a basketball in a while?
No, not Texas sent me, but I'm getting on that. That's for sure.
You're playing. I know you're a baseball guy, and you're going to play baseball at the next level for sure. Are you thinking that you'll throughout your high school career, at least the next 2 years, you're going to play basketball as well and keep your dad happy?
No, yeah, 100%.
All right.
Got to keep him happy. So,
hey, Mitch, yeah. tell us about the showcase in Georgia that you got back from a couple weeks ago, and I know there was a lot of scouts there. There's just exciting times for you, but share your experience in that showcase.
Okay, so yeah, it was the PBR Futures Games at Lake Point, Georgia. I threw two innings against a Connecticut team and struck out 5 out of the 7 batters. And it was probably the best event by far all summer. I really enjoyed it. Just seeing all the scouts in there, it really fueled me. I felt really good that day. And yeah, it was awesome. Something like I've never seen before.
So. Now, at a showcase like that, you pitched two innings. How many players actually attend those?
It's kind of like an invite thing. So each state that has PBR, which is probably all of them, if not most, get probably about 18 to 20 players selected through PBR in each state, and they all go down there. And it's not really a tournament, more it's just games. They put you in a pool and you play 3 games, and each pitcher gets about 2 or 1 inning. So,
all right, Mitch, tell me the competition that you're facing when you're playing club ball. I've got to think, showcase baseball, it's got to be the best that you've faced. How much different is that than the high school teams you face? When you're playing for the Reds, you've got your competition in the Patriot League. How much better right now, how much more on edge do you have to be in this in the showcase league that you're in?
It's definitely different. I wouldn't say it's too much different, just because when you're playing for Eaton, you're playing for something much bigger.
Sure.
As far as you're playing for, the school and the town and everything, but you can get away with a lot more as far as pitching goes. But when you go, to these big showcase events like Georgia, you need to make sure I'm working both sides of the plate, spotting up, throwing my breaking ball and stuff, just because those hitters, those guys, they play year-round, and that's all they do is hit. So,
how are you for nerves getting into a game? Do you need to throw a pitch and then everything is copacetic and things are great? Do you like a little bit of butterflies before the game? And what's your mental protocol coming into a ball game?
Yeah, definitely. I enjoy getting a little nervous because if I'm not nervous, then something's not right. But usually just as soon as I get out on the mound after a couple pitches, I'm good to go and just kind of like, well, I'm already out here, so I might as well try and do my best. So, but leading up to it, I get a little nervous and just really thinking, I've been here, done this at these different places. I've already been here and thrown this,
sure,
done that. I mean, it just comes down to, if just being out there and just enjoying it as much as I can, as far as that goes.
Hey, Mitch, is there one or two guys from outside of Colorado that you competed against that you just look at and say, wow, those guys are really good?
Yeah, I mean, there's more than a handful of kids that I have that are committed now or been committed. We played a team from New Jersey that has kids committed in the Northeast, in Georgia, with my club team that was pretty, there were some good players. I mean, there's always here a couple commits here and there on every team usually. So it's pretty cool to see all that.
All right. You're not going to consider a school at the next level that's not a baseball school, right? That doesn't have a baseball program. You're going to go play at the next level, right?
Yeah, I'd like to.
So tell me about Air Force. And that's a good question. Does Air Force still have their baseball program? I know you went on a visit there. Tell us what that was about and what fueled that.
So I talked to Coach Forrest this past summer for a while, and he was really awesome. He wanted to get down on a visit. And so I went with my family yesterday, and they do still have a baseball program, and they won the Mountain West last year.
That's right. Okay.
I loved it. They showed a lot of the non-baseball part just because everything else they wait to show the baseball card at the end just because everything else is so much more important and bigger than baseball as far as serving your country and
Sure. I always said, now you're kind of on that Ryan Uhr path, where as a, you know, closing out your year as a sophomore at Eton, you'll come back as a junior next year, and you're already, I mean, it's everything's buzzing about what you're doing, so I know you're having schools look at you. When do you start getting into the mix with, you know, your dad and everybody else in the family and really start looking at schools? Will it be the end of this year coming up, do you think, or when does that really get into the mix?
It's really starting to get into the mix right about now.
Wow.
So I'd like to have a decision probably before Halloween, hopefully.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Can you sneak a little clue as to who the other schools are that you might be thinking about right now?
Yeah, I could tell you. So there's kind of a little over a handful of schools that I visited and have offers from. I visited Xavier, Cal Baptist, obviously Air Force, UNC, Cincinnati, and Louisiana Monroe is another school, and Wichita State. So.
Wow, look at that.
Those are all big, terrific baseball schools, and you know, academics is really important to you as well, is it not, Mitch?
Oh, yes, for sure, 100%.
Well, I guess you don't get to visit the Air Force unless you're pretty high academics. But
figure that.
What a great example, Clark, of a scholar athlete.
You bet.
You know, right here in our own backyard.
That's very cool stuff. Hey, Mitch, we know you're busy, man. Thanks for popping on and giving us a little rundown of the summer here for you. And as things heat up, we're going to keep an eye on your Twitter. So we'll see. Give us a shout if you make a decision. We'll get you back on the show. And cannot wait to this. I just can't believe I'm saying this, but you got two more years at Eden High School, dude. So go kill it, and we'll catch up with you soon, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you for having me. Take care.
And there is Mitch Haythorn, Eaton Jr., coming up this next year. Hard to believe he's still got two more years to knock this thing out of the park. So should be very, very interesting, no question about it. All right, let's say thank you to Michael Kirkpatrick for knocking this thing out of the park, for you guys for jumping in. As we said, don't forget Monday, 13 days, 13 teams. We've got Clark and the coach, so and the greatest lineup on KFK. Good Morning NoCo, 6 to 10 every day. Clark and the coach, 10 to 11. And 3 hours of the whole show. 6 to 2 live and local programming on KFKA. Have a great weekend. Hug your kids. Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.